Okay, okay, forgive me, because Les hasn't done her final story now in Bat 6. We're getting ahead of ourselves. So over to Liz to do the final story in Bat 6.
Fears for future of dire NHS despite falling waiting lists. Falling waiting lists, ambulance delays and the threat of Donald Trump's tariffs were all discussed at a public meeting on the state of the NHS. North Staffordshire Pensions Convention, that's the NSPC, hosted the debate on health service during its monthly meeting on Monday as a follow-up to a similar discussion held last year. NHS campaigner Ian Syme, Unison representative Janet Smith and Roger Seaford, a professor of industrial relations, were all invited back to the NSPC to talk about the changes seen in the health service since last year's general election, along with the impact of other recent developments. They gave a mixed report on the NHS, noting improvements, persistent problems, as well as the threats and opportunities on the horizon. Ms. Smith, retired Unison Members Officer at UHNM, said that there had been some positive developments with the NHS since the change of government and suggested a wait-and-see approach for other issues. She said that the fall in waiting lists for 5 months in a row up to March was definitely a positive, and that the fall in vacancies from 126,000 to 106,000 showed that on this issue the NHS was going in the right direction. But Ms. Smith also noted a 1.6 billion increase in NHS debt since last year. "We have to bear in mind that it's only been 10 months," she said. Mr. Syme, while also acknowledging the fall in waiting lists, was less positive, saying there was still a huge workload to get the NHS back on track, particularly in relation to urgent and emergency care. He said, "Austerity had dramatically increased levels of deprivation, inequalities, and certainly massively eroded public services. Deprivation is known to be detrimental to people's health. Frankly, at present, it seems like we're in austerity too." In austerity too, that's number two, T-W-O. Mr. Syme told the meeting that there are still too few GPs and that community services and social care are still substantially undersourced, despite government pledges to invest in prevention and early intervention. He added, "Over the last couple of years, urgent and emergency care has worsened dramatically. It's worsened since the election, and this winter we saw some of the worst data. It's now frankly dire." It's not just me saying that. The Royal College of Emergency Medicine, the Royal College of GPs, the Patients Association, the Association of Ambulance Chief Executives all say that. Professor Seaford, who is the new patron of the NSPC, said that Trump tariffs and trouble would be a problem for the NHS. He said, "You can't really consider what is happening in our public services, in our health service, without having some serious and justified worries that the current crisis will shatter promises made for our health and social care." But on a more positive note, Professor Seaford suggested that even if an economic downturn resulted in reduced spending, embracing new technology such as AI could still result in better outcomes for patients. He said, "AI is coming and it's going to make a huge difference to healthcare. It's going to change the way in which we analyse data and change the workforce composition. We should be looking very much more to the future. We need to push the government not to dwell on the past, not to become overly obsessed with failures of delivery now. Our job must be to say that there is technology available. There are advances in what we know about nutrition and diet. These need to be harnessed in a powerful way to reduce demand."
Okay, so that is definitely the end of batch number six. Now keep listening for batch number seven coming up shortly.